What's happening?
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 225, and I'm Matt Durson.
I'm John Hunt.
Clay Inferno.
And I'm Josh Lingle. Sorry, sometimes I like to do that. No Josh today, but that's okay, because John is here.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Save this podcast.
Yeah. This is historic.
I guess it is, yes.
Because, you know, we all have our brushes, but anyways, thankfully you're here. Anyway, how's everybody doing? We skipped last week because it was Easter, and I was hungover. I don't know about I don't know if that was the real reason we skipped. Clay was sick.
Yeah,
but
I like.
Thanks for coming. I want to say I feel. I'm glad that you were glad you came out, and we all went out last Saturday for a belated birthday thing. I'm very glad you were able to make it, Clay, even though you weren't feeling 100%.
Very fun.
I'm glad. It's a good time. And I hung out with our friend Joe, who actually does listen, and he wanted to meet you guys because he, you know, he's heard your voices. Now he's seen you in the flesh.
Nice. Good time.
So Joe, if you're out there, thanks for everything. And thanks for getting me really drunk. And I was really hungover. So it's your fault that there was no podcast last week.
You put an audio comic up or something?
I don't remember.
Was that the week before? Asked me for the Scarecrow. That was the only
one. Yeah, it was good, though. It's a good one.
That's the only one I got left. I've got a couple that are recorded, just not edited.
Ah, well, it's okay.
But hey, look it. What the fuck do you guys want from me?
I don't know if you've got Avengers coming out soon.
I was listening to our Avengers one, the wedding one. Well, actually,
Yellow
both
Jack.
Of them, and they were really making me laugh. There was just some Hawkeye.
Hawkeye was that was fun doing Hawkeye.
Made me laugh.
Yeah,
and it makes me want to do more Avengers.
Yeah, well, we should probably work on that. We got to get that going. Marvel is certainly doing more Avengers stuff. They're like this Ultron Forever thing, and they've had this Avengers Millennium thing, which is like just a 4-issue. I think they're coming out weekly, so like that they'll be coming out like be finishing out right when the movie comes out. I don't know what that Ultron Forever deal is, but it's written it's drawn by what's his name, Alan Davis, Alvin Davis. Wait, whatever.
Alan.
His name's Alan. I don't.
Alan. Alvin.
I don't know. But he's good, so I bought the first issue of that, but I don't know if I'm going to buy any more. But
very good.
Avengers Millennium was written by Mike Costa, who is one of my favorites, and that one's okay. But, you know, I kind of sick of Hydra. Is it just me? I'm kind of sick of Hydra being, like, the villain in all these things.
They should change it to Hydro and have Hydro Man be in charge.
Hydro Man!
Yeah, he could just be coming out of...
he's good.
You know, fire hydrants and stuff. Sinks.
Sinks.
You know?
But he could...
Pale Hydro.
With, like, water fists or something. Like, what was that about? Were they, like, sort of icy? What was the deal with that?
No, it's enough force of water. That'll hurt.
Yeah.
All right.
Somebody hit you with the fire hose. That would hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay.
And then someone sprayed you with it, too, would hurt.
Yeah, either way.
I think you kind of mean the same thing, but Clay's was more, you know, like
someone just walked up to you and whacked you with the side of the head.
That would hurt. That's metal. That's, you know, that would really hurt. But if they shot you with the water, that would hurt. Anyways,
oh, yeah,
Hydro
Man.
Unless you were really far away and you just got some drops on you, then that wouldn't be
all right.
Hurt that much.
Or you're standing next to it and you're just getting a little sprayed on.
Yeah.
A little spray from the side. Yeah.
Or if there was no pressure coming from the hydrant and it was just a little... Hydro Man sucks. What the hell is
I
this?
I told you that. See, I said that. Now you guys are like, oh, he's pretty. He can hurt you. You know. Hydro Man.
He was dumb.
Well, Yes.
Why don't they have a guy called like Sun Guy, who's just kind of warm and bright?
Well, they Torch, warm and bright,
warm like he's welcoming. Like, hey, come on in.
Yeah, he's got a very warm personality.
He fills you with his vitamin D.
Hydro Man, get this guy a drink.
And then Chairman comes along and sit down. To me, my chair.
That's
what the Silver Surfer should be.
John and his sisters used to joke that Silver Surfer riding on a surfboard was really lame. Why did he just have a chair? Yeah, so that he could just sit and relax while he was
swinging through the spaceways.
Yeah,
relaxing
reclining chair.
The power cosmic.
Yeah,
right.
Chill.
I mean, having a nice glass of Hydro Man.
Well, I remember that Spider-Man comic. I'm sure John remembers as well, where like they were. I don't know if this was a thing, but they tried to insinuate that Hydro Man and Sandman had this like rivalry going or something like that.
Right? Seems to make sense.
Yeah, it's like, the Battle of the Beach or whatever.
Seems like they should work together because everyone loves the beach, right?
Right. Be, yeah, they should
everyone
be good
hates
guys.
Mud.
Water and sand. Yeah. Well, that's mud. So if they're fighting, they're creating mud. If they work together, they're creating a fucking beach resort.
Yeah.
Why don't they just work together and open one?
Make a lot of money on that. Yeah.
Sandals Hydra. Like...
All right. Anyway, the Hydra is the villain in
everything.
And a couple things. Yeah, like Hawkeye, they're the villain in this Avengers Millennium. And there's some kind of weird time travel thing with that where they're like, oh, like Hydra already went through history and changed history and we're, you know, and they won or, you know, whatever. I don't know. It's kind of silly. But then
I like the way you're describing it. It's good.
Thanks. No, I mean, it's not a bad book, actually. But the premise, I'm having a hard time even figuring out what's going on because then they go back in time. But like, oh no, it's all like they got all split up and scattered through time. And
who wrote it?
Mike Costa, who wrote all those great G.I. Joe books a while ago.
Okay.
But it's not, you know, the writing itself is fine. I feel like it's a weird sort of premise.
I sort of feel like the comics are following the movies all the time now.
Yeah, well, this is definitely the same team, like the exact same team, although no, Hulk is in this. Thor is not in this, but otherwise it's got Hawkeye, like Iron Man, Cap, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are in it. You know, like it's pretty much just like a movie hype deal. Although Spider-Man as well, so I don't know if that's like a
teaser.
What is the rumor? Will he pop up? What do we think?
No.
No.
Not till Civil War.
All right.
They haven't even cast him yet.
I know, but they might be.
They could just get some guy in a Spider-Man costume.
They could have anybody. They don't have to have.
But you know how they are now. They're super anal retentive about all that shit.
Super anal retentive. I think, you know, we might, I don't know, we might see a cameo at one of those end credits.
I don't think so.
All right.
I'll bet you $5 we don't.
Well, I don't want to put money on it, but.
I'm not afraid.
Anyway, I'm just saying people are wondering.
So. You know what I watched the other day on YouTube? They have the entire 1970s Doctor Strange movie.
Really?
It is awful. It is so awful. I couldn't make it all the way through, and I wasn't even really paying that close of attention to it because I put it on while I was working. It's terrible. It's terrible.
I mean, what did you expect?
I thought maybe sort of mildly entertaining, but it's awful. I was also watching that Chinese web, which they called something else online, that Spider-Man. Remember? He goes to China?
On the
TV show? Yeah.
Yeah.
They call it something different, like the Chinese dragon or the webby dragon or something like
dragon.
That. But you know who's in it at the beginning? Ted Danson.
Really?
As a Marine. Yeah.
Ted Dance Sam Malone making appearance in Spider-Man. Nice. I do vaguely remember that. I don't remember Ted Danson being in it.
Oh, so I'm tying it all in with you know, watching Marvel TV stuff. See where I'm going here?
So you want to segue into Daredevil, is what
Yeah, see, there we go.
All right. Let's talk about Daredevil. I enjoyed. I only watched two episodes. Unfortunately, I had to work yesterday, so god damn it. But good stuff, right? I think I liked it.
Yeah, it's good. Even though Jeff Loeb is involved, it's still good.
No, it's good.
I credit him for making it good.
I mean, credit him.
He did Heroes. Smallville stuff.
Yeah, and then he got fired.
Good for like half a season, you know, like, and it ended.
I don't like anything he's written that I've read.
No, I mean, I like a couple of things.
You don't like the color stuff or the Batman stuff?
No.
I like Daredevil Yellow. I think that's probably the only reason why he's involved. It's because this is kind of...
He's part of the Marvel TV guys.
He's the head of it.
Yeah, I enjoy listening to interviews with him because he always has a lot of good things to say, but I don't like his writing for the most part.
Yeah.
Even though he's a local boy.
Oh, is he? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Was he the one whose son is like just...
His son died.
Oh, his son died.
His son died of cancer. Him and it's like the son and Mike Turner.
Yeah, Mike Turner.
They were bonded by the same cancer. Same, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Sorry, I brought the whole thing down.
Sorry, Jeff.
But anyway, back to the good show.
No, it's a good show. It's very violent, actually. I was watching
I got a little... I don't know. I don't remember what episode happened and what.
Well, spoiler warning, in the second episode, he's trying to get information from that dude up on the roof. Rosario Dawson there tells him, like, oh, stab him right here.
The eyeball or something.
And, like, and he did! Like, I thought that was just, like, a scare tactic.
It's even more, like, in an episode at a bowling alley.
Oh, I haven't got there yet.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
And then
the balls up his ass or something. What are they?
it's like totally out of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh,
sticking balls up the guy's ass and making him walk down the lane.
And then not just run the pitch with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Let's.
Well, there's another violent death after. There's a couple violent deaths, like hardcore.
Yeah, it's pretty.
So now I can't talk about it because you haven't seen those episodes yet.
Let's say it's violent and it's pretty intense. Like, but I like it also not in your face, like most some of the Marvel movies, like, or like the original Daredevil movie. Let's just like where it was like, oh, like I can tell you're lying because I can hear your heart beating faster, you know, like, but it was very subtle, you know what I mean?
Bags like Casada walk free.
Yeah, like, and they like bend it smack, like that movie was so in your face. Yeah. Like, but even when like they did like the radar sense thing, even the comic book when they do the radar sense thing, like it looks kind of cool, but like, I don't know, they decided not to go that direction with the show.
They do show it at a certain point.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes like people get a little fuzzy like looking. And
yeah, but no, like he describes what it looks like in an upcoming episode, and they show it.
Yeah, but I mean, for the most part, they don't go over the top with it. Is what I, like
when... No, the whole episode is done like that.
Oh, really?
I'm lying.
Shut up, man. You're wigging me out here. I'm just saying I like that it's not over the top and like crazy special effecty when he does that.
I'm glad it isn't easy. And I also like the fact that they only make passing mentions to the Avengers.
Yeah, it's there though. It's
Because that's why Hell's Kitchen is all
right.
A mess.
I'm glad they're not ignoring like that half the city got like destroyed
by the shiitake.
And like Ben Urich has
is that a chicken?
it's a mushroom.
Oh.
Ben Urich
has not been there and there yet.
No, well, you haven't seen it, but he's in there.
Has he? Not that I've seen.
And
he's in the show.
Okay.
Spoiler warning, Ben Urich is in the show.
He's more like Robbie Robertson.
Yeah.
Yeah, spoiler warning.
I kind of figured he would show
but
up.
They have,
spoiler, oh no!
He doesn't write for the Daily Bugle. He writes for like the New York Bulletin or something, but in the background in his office.
They don't have the rights for that or something.
Yeah, in the background of his office, he has like a
that's right.
The
so
front page cover of Attack of New York shows that.
Also, in an upcoming episode, I have to say upcoming episode, they're all right there now. But in an upcoming episode for Durson, if you look in the background when Matt Murdock walks into his office, you will see that across from them is the offices of Atlas Comics.
Oh, really?
It's done in like the old,
Actually, there's a lot of little callbacks. Everybody knows Crusher Creel, who is the boxer that That's the Absorbing Man's.
Apparently, he was on an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He was on S.H.I.E.L.D. And did you notice they didn't? Well, spoiler warning: they don't show him.
They don't show the Absorbing Man. No, but it's cool they use his name. There was also another one, Josie's Bar, that they go to and get drunk. Is one of those bars in comics that all bad guys hang out at,
and the guy that he's beaten up. Well, it's that guy Turk or whatever that Frank Miller always had in every episode, every issue of Daredevil he ever.
Oh, really?
The black guy that was.
Oh, the guy at the very
trafficking guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a funny little gag in the third episode, I think. It's like if this gun jams, then my name ain't whatever Turk.
Whatever his name is, that Frank Miller always had me. Okay. Interesting. Josie's. I can't remember. Anyway, so there's human trafficking going on in Hell's Kitchen. And, it's kind of nasty, though. It's like they're using these people, like, they blind them, and then they, are bagging cocaine and stuff for that crazy Asian lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's almost like The Wire.
Oh, really? Is that what happened on The Wire? I didn't watch it.
You've never seen The Wire?
Yes. No, I've never seen it. It's on my list. After Daredevil. Yeah. I know. I hear it's the greatest show of all time.
That was great. But they have human trafficking. They have drugs. All the fun stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy that they're blind. Like, these people are all blind. Is that how Stick is going to get involved? Is Stick in this? Or is that his name? The guy who trains Daredevil?
Yeah. Stick trains him when he's sort of younger.
Yes. Okay. I see.
So that'll probably be done as a flashback.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So Daredevil's dad, battling Jack Murdoch.
Battling Jack!
Reminds me of John Romita Jr.
Oh, really?
That's who should have played him.
Yeah.
He had a good part. I think if you read Daredevil, you know that battling Jack Murdoch is dead. And so, yes. Spoiler warning. He's dead. But he was a good character, actually, for a little while. They were funny. I liked the sort of the scene, the father-son scenes that they had there.
Yeah.
Where he gives Kid Daredevil a shot of whiskey just to so he could stitch him up. It's pretty funny. And then he's like, okay, go do your homework. He's like, can I take the bottle? No.
Kid Daredevil, he's a good actor.
He's not. Yeah, he's good.
He made me real sad when he couldn't see.
Yeah, he was
like, I can't see that. And he's freaking out.
That was a good acting job by that kid.
Yeah. He's a method actor, and they really blinded the kid.
Oh, okay, just blind me, and then I'll...
so that his acting was real.
Really get into it.
Genuine.
I can't see! Yeah, no, he was good. Good show.
Action scenes, the fight scenes are awesome.
Oh, yeah, he definitely fights like a boxer. It's kind of neat. Like, he punches a boxer. Anyway, he doesn't all because he kicks and whatever, too. But, I mean, like, he flips around and stuff. But he does kind of get his ass kicked a lot. He's not just like,
yeah,
I always win. Like, he
Rosie Odario finds him.
Yeah. Who? Rosie Odario?
Whatever the fuck her name is.
Rosario Dawson.
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, that girl.
All right.
The show kind of has...
She's going to be Electra, right? I thought she was Electra.
No.
No? She's just a lady?
No, she's the night nurse.
I thought... Oh, like, that's her code name? That's her.
No, really? I'm not...
No, night nurse, like, bus, from... Right?
No, I know, but I know what she's...
Marvel.
From...
Doctor Strange.
From, like, the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah.
From the 70s Doctor Strange? All right.
Well, she was used recently, too, in Doctor Strange. In that Doctor Strange miniseries that Mark Waid wrote, right? And she was in some Avengers or something.
I don't know.
I'm saying recent, but it's like 8 years ago, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, but that's recent. That was.
I guess I just assumed that she would eventually... But maybe
Rosie Odario.
They have to save something for. They'll probably save Elektra for season two or something. You know.
All right.
They're not doing Elektra. I don't even like the character.
I don't like Elektra either, but she's important.
Elektra Supreme Nachos.
I'm sure they'll do it. I was thinking about that, like Jennifer Garner, you know, as Elektra Nachos, Ninja Assassin. I was like, oh,
there's
man.
A whole lot of ethnicity going on there.
Yeah, boy. Good casting.
But she was none of those things.
And then she got her own movie. Apparently that's what she was, so gave her own crappy movie.
Yeah, because Avi Arad was like, it's all about the story
or the character.
And now I'm fired from Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
I'm going to start nasty rumors about people.
Is that what he's doing? What
I
kind
think
of
he was doing something like that. He was just being a real jerk about it for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Or he was yelling at some journalist. I can't remember exactly. You think I would know, since I am him.
That's right. You do the voice so well.
Avi Arad.
You ever listen to Art and Franco there? They do their own weird Avi Arad that's it's like Mario. They're like, I like Adiz. But mine's
it's about the character.
Mine's screen accurate.
Oh, okay. You're more, yeah.
I'm more about the character of Avi Arad.
Well, poor Avi.
It's a character. Yeah, poor Avi.
Man, that guy's
$1 billion.
Yeah, he doesn't need to complain. Well, anyways, that's Daredevil, right?
Like how
the costume reveal. You saw that, right? The red costume reveal. They put out a motion like poster or whatever Netflix calls those things.
No, I didn't see
it. No one saw this?
No,
I saw it, yeah.
You saw it. Yeah, you posted it on Facebook or something, right?
I made it my cover photo.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks good. Better than Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah. Well, everything's better than that. I was thinking about how bad that movie was recently.
Yeah, I often think about
it's
how bad that movie
is. Really bad. Like, it's not
terrible. It's terrible. It's not even good.
Yeah, I can't remember anything that was okay about it. I don't know.
It's about the character.
Everyone was overacting in it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But they didn't have very good material to work with. I'll give them that.
Apparently, there's a whole subplot with Coolio, and it makes the movie make a whole lot more sense. But since they cut it out, the movie doesn't make sense why there's certain things that happen, and they're just not explained because this whole Coolio subplot is...
Damn, why they...
And it makes it sound like I'm making that up again, but I'm not. There really is a Coolio subplot.
There was a Coolio subplot. You don't mean, like... Dude, that was really cool.
That was super cool. No, I mean like the weird dude with the funny hair.
Yeah, the weird dude.
You ain't got no car, fool.
Was he in it at all? I don't think he was in it. So they cut his whole...
They cut his whole part, but I guess in the director's cut.
I see.
It's reinstated.
And it makes more sense. It doesn't... I'm sure you can't...
I don't think it makes...
Bad acting. Yeah.
But I like Foggy Nelson. I didn't think I was going to.
Yeah, he's good.
I don't really like the... Foggy, so
I think his hair
okay.
is a little too long.
He very much is like acting. He's like so acting. Like his parts, his dialogue doesn't seem very natural. I don't know. That's my criticism of Foggy.
I can see that. I can see that. Whatever. He's funny. He's got to be the comic relief in this pretty
he
dark
good,
show.
Yeah.
So,
I like the.
He's had some good lines.
Personally, I think my portrayal of Foggy Nelson was a little bit better in the Daredevil audio comic we did, but.
Actually, maybe that was one of the parts of Derek. John Favreau as Foggy wasn't too bad in that.
Yeah, he was fine.
I'll give you that. Okay. But I like this guy. It's fun. Whatever. I see what you're saying, Clay. And now that you mention it, I'm like, yeah, it is contrived. But I don't know. It didn't really bother me that much.
It doesn't bother me.
He's like a fat, awkward dude. What do you want from him? He's got a whole shtick. You know,
he's not as fat in this one as like the comic book Foggy Nelson always kind of was. That's why Daredevil always got the chicks. I feel like because Foggy was all fat.
Foggy was fat and awkward.
Yeah.
This guy's awkward.
He's just awkward. Yeah. He's not fat.
He's like that guy that would be like at a Dungeons and Dragons game, would think he was cool, but he isn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I just came from the fucking Battlegrounds Dragon's Lair. And I just totally kicked ass in a game of Magic the Gathering. I don't want to brag, but my hit points were...
Oh, dude, I'm totally the best at being nerdy.
Like, he would post a lot on message boards.
So that's Foggy. That's your...
Oh, so I want to sort of change the subject real quick here.
Sure.
Because I was thinking about speaking of message boards, because then I just thought of comment sections on websites.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of all the comments for the reveal of the thing from the Fantastic movie or whatever.
What the fuck?
The Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw that.
How they replace like four in the middle of the word fantastic.
Oh, okay. You know, so it's I didn't even know. So
Ford stick.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Anyway, it's
Harrison
stupid.
Ford it's stick.
Fantastic. It's not a thing.
Yeah. He looks like
He looks a lot like the old thing. In the other movies. I thought.
The new thing, same as the
old. Same old thing. But so what were people saying? I didn't read it. This movie's going to be a piece of shit anyway, probably. What do they care? Like, damn.
Yeah, I don't know about this movie.
Yeah.
I don't even like the Fantastic Four anyway. I don't know why they keep trying to make
the movies. The book doesn't even sell that well.
Yeah.
And they're considered, like, the greatest, like, because it was...
In the old days, they used to sell quite well. They really were Marvel's flagship. But that, like, they haven't been that since the early 70s.
Whoa. I mean, that's a long time to not be, like...
There was, like, a shift, and then Spider-Man started outselling the Fantastic Four, and Fantastic Four was number two. Now, no one cares about
them. Now, they're way down. They're not even... They're not close. They're, like...
Because they were a property of their times, you know? They're real 60s.
There was some times where it was good. I was never a huge fan, but like
Huge fan, Fantastic Four fan.
Oh, very good. I don't know if it never was like, oh, this is the best book ever. Yay, Fantastic Four. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I liked it when I was in second grade and that shitty cartoon with Herbie the Robot was on. I liked that.
I liked that too.
I was 6 or 7 at the time. Right. So. My tastes weren't that sophisticated.
Yeah, so that's pretty much where it ended for Fantastic Four. But like, yeah, there was a big because that well, like they had to have Herbie the Robot because they couldn't have Human Torch because they didn't want kids lighting.
No, that's a
myth,
a popular misconception. Yes, oh. They actually just didn't have the rights to the Human Torch because they were developing him for another show.
Oh,
so instead they had Herbie the Robot. That's rude. My throat's all messed up, but sorry.
That was a good impression.
Also,
there was a thing because they said they're going to cancel Fantastic Four, right? With this part of this whole Secret War thing, right? Is that what they're doing still? Yeah, are they still doing that? But everybody's like, "Well, you're only canceling because they're doing a movie and blah blah blah." And like Marvel's like, the truth is, it doesn't really sell that well." Like.
There's something I want to add because I was listening to the what the fuck? Sorry, give me a second.
What's happening? Are you bleeding again?
Yeah, I'm dying over here. So all the loss of blood is making my brain not work correctly. The Flophouse podcast did an episode, a romantic comedy, where like the guy that plays the Human Torch and the guy that plays Reed Richards are in it apparently.
Oh.
And it's like, what's that kid that used to be in High School Musical and Zach? What's his name? And he was in.
Oh,
Why can't I think?
I can't think anymore.
But anyway, they're all in a movie together. Yeah. And now, all I think of when I'm seeing Mr. Fantastic is apparently his character in that movie just was always taking giant shits. Like, and he was always doing it over, Zac Efron. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over at his apartment. So you just take a giant shit stink out of the place. So like our friend Brian.
Brian.
Would always do that.
But, John had to sleep in the living room.
Yeah, I had to sleep in the living room because it was so bad.
Hours later.
It was hours, yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
I'm trying not to embarrass our stinky friend.
So
I'm thinking of is Mr. Fantastic. Yeah, I can't watch it without thinking about
giant shit.
Yeah, him taking a giant
Which
dump.
Is probably what the movie's going to be, anyway.
Which maybe that's how the thing is made. He's just a giant shit.
Fantastic. Giant orange shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Well, so yeah, people go on message boards every time there's something like this, and they go, "Man, it doesn't look like thing," or whatever. I don't know.
I'd say that the Roger Corman movie actually got the thing most accurate.
Really?
The look, yeah.
I thought what's his name wasn't too bad in the other movie, but
I liked Michael Chiklis.
Michael Chiklis. I could think.
But I didn't really dig his.
Well, the original, like back in the '70s, the thing did look kind of just like lumpy, like, you know what I mean? Like it didn't look like very menacing. He looked like a Yeah. He kind of looked like a glob of shit.
Yeah.
But I remember like 80s Fantastic Four, he looked like rocks. Like he actually looked like rocks. But
he had like different transmutations. Oh. He had like spiky rocks and then
spiky.
Then there was like She-Hulk thing, She-Thing.
She-Thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
I went along with the man thing.
Yep.
Yeah. That's right. So it was She-Thing. That's interesting.
She had a big She-Thing. I never understood. She had a big M on her shirt.
Because she was, I think her name was like Ms. Marvel or something like that, or Marvel Girl or Marvel thing. She didn't go by She-Thing.
She-Thing.
That was a joke that the Hulk made. The Hulk made that joke. He's like, wait, She-Thing? And she's like, I'm not She-Thing! And she goes,
she put the big M for me.
Me!
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 I thought it was for McDonald's.
It was for Marvel Comics.
Oh.
Yes. That's what it was for. Marvel Comics. Anyways. Whatever. You'd think after like 40 whatever years, Reed Richards would finally find a way to cure this guy. Like, wasn't that always like the thing? It's like, I'm going to cure you, Ben. And that's like, eh.
Okay, no, this is a good way. It's sort of like people that get real sick and then they have to accept how they are. That's what the thing is. Look at all these scientists in these things are all shitty scientists. Like Bruce Banner is supposed to be the nuclear physicist, but he blows himself up, you know, and turns into a giant monster. Reed Richards is supposed to be super smart, but he gets all his friends turned all fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tony Stark?
He's okay.
Yeah, he hasn't fucked up too bad, I guess.
Except if he's drunk.
Yeah.
You know. Well, he designed weapons for a while.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything that caused himself harm.
I see what you're saying. Except being a drunk.
Yeah, well, that's different, though.
Surprised he hasn't gotten some kind of venereal disease or something with all the women he's been banging over the years.
Maybe he figured out a cure for that. He just hasn't shared it with the world.
Well, then he is a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it seems like in Age of Ultron, he has something to do with Ultron's creation. So.
Yeah, no, I saw the movie already.
What?
Yeah, saw a preview of it.
Screw you.
Screw you, Lee.
Screw you, Lee. Anyway, speaking of Avengers, I don't know why. So I got the new Hawkeye. I want to talk about this for a second. Clay, did you read the new Hawkeye number two?
Yes.
Is Clay here? Oh, there he is.
I did. Yeah. You guys don't ever let me talk.
Wait, did he read it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, now I'm asking you. So you read Hawkeye. I wasn't going to buy it after the first issue. I was kind of iffy, but I'm like, all right, I'll buy it. You know, I got a. A little, right off the bat, okay, you know, in that like previously page, you know, they're previously in Hawkeye or whatever. They don't do it previously, but they just say like Clint Barton is blah blah blah. You know, he's the best shot in the world, whatever. Then they go to that and they say Kate Barton. Her name is Kate Bishop, right?
Yeah.
Hello, Clay.
I'm listening. I just don't know what the point is.
They get married.
Did
they get married or something? Like, how is she Kate Barton? Or is that just a fuck-up? How did somebody miss that? It's in giant letters. What kind of editor did I got on this thing?
In giant-sized man thing.
I don't know. There was something. I don't know. The book itself, it's fine. It's more like sort of like flipping back and forth between current and past, but it's really heavy-handed. See, so here's what happens: is like the past part, the flashback, is them in the circus, and like their foster father comes, he's beating them up. This is Clint and his brother Barney, and then the swordsman is there, and he says, unhand those children." And but really, he doesn't. He talks like that as part of his act, but he doesn't really talk like that. But it's kind of funny because he's like, so. Anyways, he sends the father away, and he's like, how would you like a job in the circus? And they're like, yeah.
Boy, would we. Wow.
Meanwhile, in the present storyline. Yeah, they're like, hey. And they're
doesn't
like,
love working at a circus.
You gotta pull your weight, son. And like they're like, I'll do it. And so, like, it's about kids and how, you know, like, that part is about, like, oh, children. helping children.
No, I'm that kid is about, oh, children.
I'm going somewhere with this. So, like, in the present day, they're fighting Hydra, and, like, there are these weird kids that can kill you with their brain, and, like, you know, they rescue these kids and whatever. So it's all about, like, oh, kids. But, like, the way they tell it in the book is just so ham-fisted. Like, it's like, oh, children. They do this side-by-side thing when past and present, and it's like, oh, man, like, I get it. Saving kids is good. And Hawkeye was once saved by somebody. Ugh. Like, like, wow, that's great storytelling. I don't know. To me, it was really in your face. But I don't know. Whatever. What did you think of it, Clay?
I kind of got a little lost between the... I know they were trying to draw some parallels between the present and the past, but I was just... didn't know why they were sort of in the face, like you were saying.
Yeah,
it was it was a little too much.
Yeah,
I agree.
I agree. Very well.
I mean, I liked Jeff Lemire on when he was on Green Arrow. I was kind of hoping we'd get some of that vibe over here, but he obviously can't tell the same story. You know what I mean? So he's gonna. do his own thing here, and he's kind of doing the thing where he likes to write about kids and them growing up as freaks or whatever, which he did not do in Green Arrow, but he did do in Sweet Tooth and his other like indie stuff like Essex County and stuff like that. It's kind of his thing, so he's bringing sort of more of that to Hawkeye, whereas I wish he would just bring cool arrow shooting superhero stuff like he was doing on Green Arrow. So I don't know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I like him as a writer, and I still want to give it a shot. But it's no Matt Fraction, and it's no Green Arrow,
it's not.
Which was awesome.
This guy exists. It's no nothing.
Yeah, it's no nothing yet.
What I do like? Did you read the new Ant-Man?
I did read the new Ant-Man.
No.
I did.
I love the cover, first of all. Did you like the cover, the Miami Vice cover?
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, they're dressed as, like, Crockett and Tubbs. And even the font is, like, Miami Vice font. That's pretty cool. And, so in that one, they get Machine Smith, who was, like, an old bad guy. I remember him from Captain America back in the day and stuff. So he could just control machines, I guess, or whatever, and he eats batteries. He's like, can you guys get me some lunch? And they take him out and just eating batteries. So it's kind of cool, but he's kind of helping out Ant-Man now because his daughter's been kidnapped, and he's like, they're trying to get him into the headquarters, the bad guy, he was an Ant-Man villain in the past. Still good book.
Yeah,
Ant-Man.
It's like now he's kind of assembling his own little team, which is kind of like Superior Foes of Spider-Man style.
Yeah, I guess. It's funny because they're all like washed up bad guys.
Yeah, but, which is great.
He's, actually, Machine Smith was talking about being in a... I think they got him because he was in a support group with that other guy, Grizzly guy there.
Right.
And like, he's like, yeah, I know a guy. We're in the supervillain support group.
That's funny. Like the same thing as Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, that's right. The bad guy support group.
It's so funny.
It's good. I'm glad. It's a nice light book. Except they step on him at the end. That's a little scary. I mean, just gets squashed. I mean, I'm sure he's alive. That would be funny. End of series. Ant-Man dies.
That's something Nick Spencer would do. Just be the end. And then they replace Ant-Man with somebody else. Have Jeff Lemire write it.
It is, very good, though. Good book.
I want to talk about how I'm not...
should be a good movie when it comes out.
How I'm not reading any DC books because they're going into Convergence, and even they are having, like, the Flash... Yeah. The Flash isn't even the Flash. It's, like, the Speed Force comic, and then Batman and Robin Convergence and all this stuff, and none of the creators from the books that I like are on those books. So I put it on Facebook because, like, see in a few months, DC, when creators that I like are actually working on, like, books that I like, because I'm not going to buy any of this crap. So that's what I have to say about DC Comics.
Well, good for you. That's the way we press through our
terrorist win.
No, but I mean, like, if you didn't like it and then went on message boards and complained about it but kept buying it, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I'll respect for you.
Well, no, I don't mean it like that. But I mean, yeah. I meant the royal you. But you know what I mean? Like, if people were doing that and just complaining about it but still buying it, that doesn't make any sense. If you don't like it, don't buy it. You
yeah,
know?
And I'm
I know
not
I do that a lot
too.
I mean, I just
complained
about Hawkeye. Fun.
No, why would I?
Yeah, I've already. Thing? That's already started.
Who cares? Who cares?
I don't know what's going on. There's like a. Yeah, who gives a shit? Back to normal eventually, anyway. So, exactly. See you in a few months is really what. You know?
I'm saving money now.
Yeah, saving money. It's brilliant. I don't really read much DC anyway, but except for Batman. But yeah, I saw all these crazy things, and I'm just like, nah, I'm not gonna even. Once in a while, I buy like a different, you know, like, oh, I'll try this Harley Quinn issue. It looks kind of interesting, but yeah, I'm not buying all this weird Convergent stuff.
I read The Flash for like five issues, and then now it's gone. So I have to wait until it comes out.
Now
again.
It's,
you know, so it's like, all right.
So are they just going to put everybody back on it? I mean, I guess we don't know what they're going to do.
They kind of shifted
will it
people
be
around.
Like, good again? Is what's his name done with Batman?
With Batman?
Yeah, like what? Well, what's Scott Snyder's
oh,
done?
No, he's
right?
still, he's still on it. They keep the main people on. There's a whole big list of like how they're shuffling people around, but like, you know, it's just exhausting to have them do this relaunch again. Exhausting, I say.
Yes. I say you're right. It is exhausting. Well, Marvel's kind of messing things up too now. The Secret Wars thing. I don't even know what's going on. They got this book like set in the Old Man Logan universe or whatever. And like they're coming out with some kind of Infinity Gauntlet like series. I don't know
one person that's excited about this, and he started to ask me about it. And I was like, I don't know anything about it.
But you're in the industry, man.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm in the industry. I'm too busy producing comics to have time to read this stuff.
Oh, I have one Marvel Secret Wars thing to talk about. I got to mention it because it's finally, after all these years, they're ending the Ultimate Universe. So, like, basically the last Ultimate Spider-Man comic did come out, Miles Morales. So, it was a good...
That came out? That was the last one?
Yep, that's the last one because then there's no going to be no more Ultimate Universe. There's going to be an Ultimate Universe end, which is kind of like Ultimatum happening again, but no more like Bendis writing Ultimate Spider-Man because it won't exist at all. So it was released without a lot of fanfare, I guess.
Right?
You know?
Yeah, I guess not. I didn't even know. I saw it on the shelf and I was just like, blah, blah, blah. And that was the last one.
And then,
I mean,
so
until they bring Miles Morales over to the 616.
Yeah.
Take me bastards, I'll buy that.
And so, all, like, Miles and Gwen and stuff, they're, like, looking up at the sky. This is how it ends. They're looking up at the sky, and they're like, ooh, look at that planet. What's that? It's like the battle world coming to get them or something. Some sort of Secret Wars-related thing. But that's literally the last page. It's like, yep, that was, that's it. That's it then, I guess. And there's going to be a little, like, ultimate end.
Well, we'll see them, I'm sure, in Secret War.
They'll be in Secret War.
Secret
they'll be
Wars,
in
whatever,
end.
Like, series. Yeah.
Yeah, but no more Bendis.
And then they'll probably be in the Marvel. I mean, he wrote that for, like, almost 15 years or something, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
so good for him.
Long time.
Long time.
But I don't know. I stopped buying it 5 years ago, probably, or so. So,
once there was no more Peter Parker, I said, forget it.
Yeah, I definitely got up. I think I even stopped buying before that, though. But I bought a little bit of that just to see what they would do. But yeah, I don't know. Just like, whatever. Spider-Man is Peter Parker. I get what they're trying to do. I'm just not that interested. And I don't claim you were always a big fan, though. So
yeah, I liked it.
Sorry.
So that's all right.
I actually have to say, I found Bendis was a lot better at that than he's done almost anything else he's done at Marvel other than Alias or whatever. But, like, you know, like, he was way better at Ultimate Spider-Man than he was at any Avengers book. Because, like, we always say, like, the dialogue was so bad. Like, it was always – there were no real characters. They were all just quippy, like horrible, lame characters. the whole team would, nobody had a voice. It was all just his voice.
Every time I see him, I'm always sort of shocked at what he looks like.
He looks like like an ogre. Doesn't he?
He looks like Michael Chiklis as the Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He kind of does. Because I always picture him to be thinner than he is. And so every time I see him, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's a lot bigger than I thought.
He's all bald and everything. Whatever, but...
You can't control that, right?
No, certainly I would if I could. But, didn't he, like, adopt a bunch of kids or something like that?
Yeah, he's got kids. Got a bunch of kids.
But they're, like... I think he adopts a lot of kids. Like,
I think he just goes down to the store and picks them up.
Oh, really? I mean, good for him. I mean, I'm not criticizing that joke.
Man, he's living the dream.
Yeah. He might as well give back a little bit. I never finished. I started reading his book, on how to write comics or whatever.
I did too, hoping it would inspire me.
Yeah.
To start writing again.
He actually made me kind of mad.
Oh, well.
I don't know.
It didn't make me mad. But.
There was something he said. It was only one.
It was directed at you.
No, it
was like Matt Durst.
It was like that jerk
down the pencil.
Write the secret monkey. Yeah.
The jerk he's read the secret book. No, I thought the same thing. I thought this will inspire me to write more Robin Hood and whatever. And like, there was something he said about, I forget about how it was. Like, if you're not willing to do blah, 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 then get out of this business or what. It was really harsh. I forget exactly what it was, but like, I was like, man, you kind of like.
If you're not willing to put bowling balls up your ass.
It was something really interesting, and I was like, but you have, like, you kind of got a lot, I mean, like, you have a lot of advantages here. Like, I know you came up from the independence, and good for you and all that, but, like, you know, what are you angry about? Like, Marvel basically...
He's just trying to tell you, like, it is. He gets emails all the time with people going, I want to write, but, you know, and they just come up with every excuse as to why they can't. I think that was probably more of what he was trying to get at.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, he must get, but I mean, maybe it was something about how much, I don't know, because he writes like everything. You know what I mean? Like, kind of felt like if he concentrated on like one or two books, they would be really good. Because I get on his ass a lot, but like, he's not horrible. It's just.
Oh, I think he's a fine writer, but.
I think he just writes too much stuff, and he needs to, if he concentrated on just a couple of titles. Like, his Daredevil run was good, and his, you know, his Ultimate Spider-Man run was good,
Still
and Alias was
like
really
Bendis
good.
Bendis and Quesada will get away.
Yeah. But I feel like he's just writing too many other books, and like, I don't know, something in there made me think, like, but you write everything, why don't you just chill? And I suppose if Marvel's like, we're going to pay you a giant check, you know, to write all these Avengers books, you're not going to say no. I don't know. The point is, the book didn't inspire me, and now it's still sitting there on my Kindle, and I don't know if I'll ever get back to it.
Just delete it.
I guess I can't throw it away.
Print it out.
Yeah.
And then so you can rip it up and throw it away.
Yeah. Like John does with his comics he doesn't like.
Yeah. I've only done that once.
I know.
That's how much I hated that Hawkeye and Mockingbird book, though. I hated that book. I think that was the worst comic I ever read.
Wow.
I read some, like, modern comic.
Right, not, like, 70s
goofy. And there was an issue of Spectacular Spider-Man from the 80s drawn by Sal Buscema, which I can honestly say was the worst drawn comic I'd ever read.
Oh.
I think it was Venom, and he was in front of a burning building and he was lying on the ground. And I was like, what did he draw this in like half a second with a ballpoint pen? This is terrible. This is awful. This is the worst I've ever seen.
Wow. I still think that Rob Liefeld Captain America, I only read one issue. I don't remember any other, but that was the worst comic I ever read, I think. So.
What about you, Clay?
Do you have a worst comic you've ever read?
Oh, gee, there's just so many. I don't know. Those Liefeld comics, those America Reborn comics or whatever, those
Heroes
are
America,
pretty bad.
America,
yeah, yeah. Whatever they are, you know what I mean.
Those were pretty bad, yeah. Yeah, pretty bad. All right, so we're in agreement on that. But I too, Clay, have read a lot of comics that are pretty bad, but, you know, not the worst I've ever read.
Yeah, not rip them up and throw
not
them out.
Not rip them up, throw them out bad.
I was like, I felt insulted by that.
Come on, man. What's going on over there? Are you throwing something away right now?
Yeah. That was my throwing iPad. There's too many shitty comics on it. Just threw it out the window.
Just throw the iPad away.
No point keeping this thing anymore.
Well, this is why I sometimes still want to buy printed comics. Because if I read it and it's really bad, I can always try to flip it on eBay. And even if I only get a little bit for it, at least it's not in my presence anymore. Hello. But,
yeah. It's not in my presence anymore. Hello.
Well, hello. Bad comic.
Oh, I thought, you know, Clay was saying goodbye to DC because all their stuff was being pulled off of Netflix.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I did not
Clay
know that
just
either.
Saying, did they run out? Like, did their...
Yeah, they're... Thing? Well, that's what I read someone else posted.
Oh, okay. A lot of things get pulled up from Netflix, like when their contract or whatever their one's out. So, what are you going to do? It happens. Hey.
Makes Jen very upset when that happens.
When things... Yeah. You think it's always going to be there. That's it.
Sort of like someone had all 13 episodes of the 1982 Incredible Hulk cartoon, and it just got pulled by Disney for copyright infringement. And I was like, oh.
What do you mean? I'm going to have to. Tube or something?
Yeah. Now I'm going to have to go dig out a videotape and watch it.
Why do you want to watch those?
It's sort of my favorite Hulk cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon. Oh, yeah. Oh, for some reason, I was thinking about the Lou Ferrigno.
No, the cartoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, the one you made a reference to the other day when...
Yes. There were only 13 episodes of that?
I think so.
Seemed like, to me, it was on for years when we were kids.
Well, that's because they just kept replaying it for
years. No wonder I had them memorized. So there was a... Speaking of...
I've been watching them as I've been working, and they just make me laugh so much.
They really... Just make me think love of, that.
When they make me think of stuff that we used to say years ago.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that was good stuff. It was.
Yeah, I know. That's what I always think of, like, Hulk, follow Rick. I was hoping you would say that every time.
That may have been my favorite Rick Jones incarnation, too.
Yeah, mine, too.
Weird.
Like long weird. Hair and a cowboy yeah. hat and a vest. Sort of weird.
Speaking of Hulk, Mark Ruffalo may have kind of let something slip in an interview about a Planet Hulk movie possibly happening.
Wasn't that so in the announced movies, though? Planet Hulk?
No, I don't think it was. No. No, the announced movies, Hulk was never mentioned.
No mention.
Interesting. They would have, like, just like a Marvel movie, like unnamed Marvel movie or something like that. Some slots that they could use, but they never said Hulk movie. It was something that fans have wanted for a long time.
Long time.
A long time.
I just keep repeating what you're saying. I didn't long time. Noticed it yet. You would say, like, Hulk movie, I'd be like, movie, yeah.
So, I didn't notice
you weren't
that.
Even paying attention. Go back and let's do it. It's comedy gold.
All right, hang on a second. Let me just go.
Run for it, Marty.
Marty! All right, yeah, so that happened, though. I mean, like, now people are like, oh, a Hulk movie. Because it seems like they come in, there's obviously conflict between Iron Man and Hulk in this one.
Yeah.
So
they don't hug it out.
They send him to another planet?
They slug it out.
Oh, good job.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I'll be here all week. Don't forget to tip your wages.
You're not allowed to leave.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to drive.
Yeah. So that would be interesting. I would be all for that. I like Mark Ruffalo as Bruce Banner and stuff, so I think they could...
Yeah, he's hairy. He was on Graham Norton's show, and apparently there's like a... They went to this website dedicated to hairy guys, and they had a picture of... What?
Was I on there?
No, you were not on there, but they had a picture of Mark Ruffalo in like a bed with a, you know, bare chest, and someone had commented, it's like... Mark Ruffalo, more like Mark Buffalo.
Mark Buffalo. good stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. Makes me laugh.
Well, Hulk isn't hairy, though. I mean, they should put hair
on. Put some hair on, I guess, on his chest or something, apparently.
Oh, really?
Side with Mark Ruffalo's hairy chest.
He's got a goofy head of hair. I mean, yeah. I'm kind of jealous.
I watched Ed Norton Hulk the other day because I wanted to watch all the Marvel movies in order.
Look at you, just watch them all in order. You mean all, like, the Phase 1 movies?
Yeah, just all the Marvel movies, like, in order. Yeah, not like what? Not like 1970s Spider-Man and Doctor Strange.
If you're really hardcore, you watch them in order.
You're not a real fan if you're not going back and watching all of them.
It's a trial of the Incredible Hulk before I watched Daredevil.
Yeah, he was in it.
Yeah.
He's wearing the same costume as he wears at the beginning of the show.
I know.
That's right.
I was trying to remember what Thor looked like in that, too.
He looked just looked like a Viking.
Lame, yeah. Like,
it was like a fuzzy, like a furry vest.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Blake was just this dorky guy you wanted to punch.
I know, he was such a loser.
Like, he's like a guy that would have been in like an 80s teen comedy, and he would have been like the loser at school that's trying to get the good girl. You know, the cool. But all the jocks would beat him up and play pranks on him.
I remember when I was a kid, though, I thought that was so... I was like, Thor! Yes! Thor and the Hulk! Yeah! This is awesome!
And then they're like running on the beach or something.
No, yeah, it was
very homoerotic.
And it was Thor was in Adventures and Babysitting, too.
That's right.
What?
That was pretty cool.
I don't remember that. Oh, yeah, all right.
The kid was dressed as Thor.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe Chris Hemsworth as a kid.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth was in it.
I don't think he was born when Adventures and Babysitting came out.
Probably not.
I don't know. Well, anyways. Yeah, well, so that would be cool, though, if they slot a Hulk movie in here somewhere.
I'd be down with that. I like the Hulk. I liked the Ed Norton Hulk.
I did, too. Apparently, they just didn't like Ed Norton the person.
Yeah.
I think it was. But it's funny. Like, that movie really doesn't get a lot of love from...
It doesn't. It's sort of the forgotten Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Which is too bad.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't think it was the best movie ever made. But,
no, but it was definitely...
But it gave me what I wanted, which was the Hulk fighting another monster.
Not like fighting dogs or whatever the hell Ang Lee gave us.
He didn't look like Shrek. He at least looked like the Hulk.
Yeah, it's true.
I like the... one criticism I have is just because CGI is so much better now. Like, when you're looking at them fighting the Abomination and him breathing and stuff, it's like a little... This is a little bad at points, you know?
Yeah.
Well, what can you do?
It has come... What can you do?
It's come a long way since then.
Yeah, I mean, that was years ago. I don't know how many years ago.
I feel that they only got the CG right on Spider-Man in the last movie, and that movie was a piece of crap.
Yeah. See, it didn't even matter, because it's about the character.
Yeah, see? Another movie produced by Avi Arad.
Yeah, a piece of crap. No, hey, at least they got the CGI right and everything. And
I hope they keep that costume, I gotta be honest, because that was my favorite Spider-Man costume.
They'll probably change it.
They will probably change it, but they finally got the costume exactly right. They finally got CG looking okay.
Well, I mean, the CG will probably still look okay, but...
I don't know. Look, I'm going to have to go talk to...
Go talk...
Kevin Feige.
Quesada.
Yeah.
I thought it was...
Ramita. Mac. Did I tell you that before the Captain America movie came out, the first one, that I saw all the pre-production art by accident?
Oh, yeah, you did. I remember you told me that, but somebody gave you FTP privileges or something by mistake or whatever.
Oh, no, it was... I can't really... I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to get him in trouble since...
Right. You know, whatever, then. We won't say it. But you saw the production art.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting to see that stuff. And I had somewhere I was going to go with it, but now I've forgotten.
Was it about...
Because I got so worked up about not saying who it was.
Oh, well. Was it bad or was it good?
It was good. I mean, it looked like Captain America from the movie, but I got to see it like a year in advance.
Wow.
Nice.
I got to see it in early 2010, and the movie didn't come out until 2011.
What?
Yeah.
I should get myself the hookup. Oh, I think it was because I was going to talk to Quesada and Ramita.
Oh, that's right.
Well, those scumbags, they're out on the street, so you can go get them.
Yeah, that's right. It's like I saw all those Transformers designs before that movie came out, and that made me very upset.
Yeah, well, that movie wasn't good either. So, I mean, Captain America was good.
I like Captain America. I didn't like Transformers.
No. It's kind of funny to think, the only good Transformers movie was made in 1986, and it was animated.
Yeah.
They tried five. Have they made five of those live-action ones?
I think it's four.
Four? All right.
But they're
all terrible.
Working on a fifth one.
Oh, my God. Stop. Just stop.
Yeah.
Even Shia LaBeouf won't do them anymore. That guy's an idiot.
I had a dream that they announced a fifth Indiana Jones the other day.
Oh, really? That's too bad.
Don't worry. It was just a dream.
I had a dream that I peed my pants.
that's too bad.
It was really. And then I woke up and like, did I like pee my pants? Oh no, I did.
No, I just peed my bed.
It was weird because then there was this British guy just kind of making fun of me. He's like, well, he wasn't making fun of me, but he was like, what's wrong with peeing your panties? Like he told. And I was like,
what was it, Alfred?
Your panties?
They're not panties. It's, what's wrong with you? Like,
Alfred
what?
Trying to make you feel better?
Yeah, I don't know.
No it's worries, Master Bruce. We all pee our panties.
Our pantaloons or something. Our knickers, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me laugh.
I don't know why that came from. I have no idea why that dream.
I told you, when I was a kid, I had that dream about you and your brother and your grandfather came home from the Cape Cod and we're just kids and you guys got out of his car in this old crappy white car and you were doing like Mexican hat dance.
No, I don't remember that.
And then you drove off in his car and he ran after you guys.
I drove my-
I was yeah, you and your brother. You guys weren't old enough to drive at the time. So.
Oh. So Mexican hat dance is probably the weirdest part of that dream. Though.
Yeah, you dress with little Mexican hats and like a poncho and you got out doing the, you know, yeah, that dance. I don't know why you would do that coming back from Cape Cod.
Maybe you know.
They don't have a very Mexican flavor.
No. There's like a Carmen's, not it's like a San Diego's or what is that restaurant?
Yeah, that's it, San Diego.
San Diego. I almost said Carmen San Diego. That's different, right?
Yeah, it's different.
Okay. That was a stupid cartoon, right? Maybe it wasn't stupid. I think we've exhausted all of our interesting conversation for the day, in fact.
Yeah.
We're talking about dreams that we had.
Being your panties.
Being my panties. I think I've embarrassed myself enough for today.
That's the name of the episode.
Being your panties.
What's wrong with being your
panties? What's wrong? But I really woke up scared that I had pissed my pants while I was sleeping. But I woke up and I had to go. So maybe my mind was telling me, like,
don't
have to go to the bathroom. Get up before you pee your panties. I woke up and I was wearing panties. It was strange. I don't remember these.
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh, well. Anyways.
Okay, again.
I don't want to kill you again. No, I don't. Anyways, let's. I want to say, of course, a couple things. First of all, I will be at New England Comics on Free Comic Book Day coming up in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Comics.
Yeah. Brookline. Because they're the only one that will have me. But I'll be
you
signing
can't be
copies
in two places at once.
I know. It's unfortunate. If the guy in Brockton would have me, I'd go down there.
You need multiple Dursley.
You want me to talk to him?
Yeah. So, anyway, I'll be there. So if you're in the area and you want to get some Robin Hood stuff, come on by. And then, you know.
Free Mexican hat dance.
I'll give you a Mexican hat dance.
Every
If you come and say, I heard on your podcast that you do this, I'll give you a free Mexican hat dance. If you, all you do is.
Not a Mexican lap dance.
No, that would be.
That's different. That's $50.
One song. One song. It's El Cucaracha. Or Guantanamera, if you want that. But anyway, I'll be there, you know, from when they open until, I don't know, whatever time. So I'll be there all day, basically.
Until they run out of comics.
Yeah. And I'll be signing and, you know. That's it. So come on by. And also, you know, I got a book. Unfortunately, I haven't read it yet. It just came yesterday. But Zach Clemente, who is has been on the show before, has like a little book. It's kind of like almost like an ash can kind of thing. It's got like it's that size, like digest size. But it's called Immolation, and it looks pretty cool. So. If you have an opportunity, pick that up. Or if you're friends with him on Facebook, he'll just send you one. So just ask, and you shall receive. And help out.
Very well.
A starving creator. Very well. Anything else we want to announce? Clay, you got anything?
No, that's it. Just look at our website. We got a ton of stuff up there.
All right, yeah, go to leaguepodcast.com. And if you're there right now and we talked about something that you like or want to buy and you click on the link, we get a little kickback. So help us out. We're starving motherfuckers.
Yeah, don't be assholes.
John's got medical bills to pay.
Yeah, I got medical bills to pay, for God's sake. Right. I need to start seeing some of this, you know, lucrative podcast money.
I know. Jeez. Come on now.
Hey, watch for Combat Jacks number 2.
Oh,
that I lettered. I think that's coming out soon. I don't know. We submitted to Comixology recently, so it should be.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a while.
Should be forthcoming someday.
Okay. Yeah.
And let's see, what else? Resident Evil from Viz, lettered, and Naruto is coming to an end. So buy those up so people will keep giving me jobs. Go look at, hey, nice job on the lettering, buddy.
The lettering is amazing.
Stacy loves
book,
Resident Evil, so we'll grab some of those.
Yeah, there's 5 volumes of that. I didn't do the first one, but I do 2 through 5. So.
Excellent.
I'm sure
and I just got
the first one stinks.
It looks terrible in the first one. That's why they said, let's bring in a guy that knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea what the first one looks like. I do know what the first one looks like because I had to use it as a style guy, but, you know, I didn't really pay attention to it other than, like, trying to match the styles. There's 5 volumes of that. I did 2 through 5. I just got my comp copy a week or two ago, so that should be out soon or now or whatever.
Nice. Very well. Yeah.
So, and
how about
I got a couple things in the.
And what about Athena Voltaire and stuff?
Oh yeah, go buy that. That's good stuff.
Buy that. Too.
Keep going. Steve Ryan, he's a good guy. You get a lot for your dollar. And he is a good guy.
All right, so help him out. That's
so help him out
and help you out.
Well, yeah, help me out because I get paid by commission on that. So yeah, go buy a lot of those.
Yeah, definitely. Jesus, where is that? Is that on Amazon or whatever? Or what can
you can get it on Amazon. You can get it
at
go to
stores or something.
Yeah, comic stores, regular stores.
Regular stores.
Yeah, come over my house. I have one here.
And you'll buy it. Like
I'll even sign it.
Up you. Oh well, there you go. Yeah.
Like and then that. I will do a Mexican hat dance.
Just mention that you heard it on League Podcast.
Yeah, put a link up on the site and buy it through there. And
I'll do it, and we'll get some money from you.
For the talent,
you fans. Yeah, the talent. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah,
and thanks to you.
Thanks to you. What's wrong with peeing your panties?